Now time for a locker room chat with Onega Boys and basketball coach Luke Baxter. After a couple of games from this past week, Coach, let's start off with your game against Blue Valley, falling in that one 58-49. Very good Rams team. You gave them a good run for their money.
Yeah, we came ready to play. They did play with a lot of energy, executed on offense. Really, the first half, I thought we let their shooter get a couple shots off, but I thought we played pretty good on the ball defense. And I gave up some offensive rebounds in the first half, but other than that, I was pretty pleased. And then late in the game, I think we were down by two in the fourth quarter, and we just had some costly turnovers that turned into layups for them, and that was really the difference in the game, and some rebounding late. But we shot the ball. You know, you can shoot 50% or better, you got to find ways to win those games. And just late turnovers that led to layups for them, really kind of the difference in that game. And that'd have been a good win for us. You know, they're 14-2 and ranked in the state. So I like the way we approached the game. Just quite hang on to the end.
And your guys' level of play certainly has stepped up throughout the entire season. You guys followed it up with a win against Tonopah West, 40-38, in a low-scoring bout. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Well, we didn't shoot the ball real well from the outside. I thought we took too many shots from the outside, quick passes, especially in the first half. Second half, we did a lot better job of working the offense, but like I said, didn't shoot real well, and one of nine from the free throw line. So I don't know. But the one good thing about it was when we needed it, we probably crashed the offensive glass and worked to get in position better than we have all year. And that hustle really kind of saved us last night. So we didn't shoot well, and we didn't shoot free throws very poorly, but we found a way to win. And Dawson West, Coach Johnson does such a good job. They're very young, but they've had a lot of close losses, and they're a very, very good one-win team. They're not your typical one-win team. They do the little things so well, and they gave us problems, and we were lucky to get out of there with a victory. And credit Dawson West. I thought they had a good game plan. They did a really good job. But like I said, we had some kids step up. Jeremiah Dorsey, Gabe Kufall, Ray Fisher, Colby Fordham. Those four really stuck out to me of just working hard and keeping possessions alive with shots weren't falling. And so we'll take a win.
Yeah, Donovan West certainly one of those teams that will give teams some trouble in the next couple of years. Coach, got to ask you one final question here. One for nine from the free throw line. Are the guys running for that?
You know, I've never done that running business for things, turnovers and whatnot. But you know what's funny is yesterday, a substitute teacher in our school said you should have them guys shoot free throws after school. Because we're either on or off. And so we did. After school, we shot free throws and we missed our first eight. So I don't know if we'll do that next time. I don't know what the secret is, but hopefully next game we'll shoot them like we're capable of.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Best of luck. You have Clifton Clyde coming up on Friday.
Hey, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, it was great catching up with Luke Baxter, head basketball coach of Onega, especially after a victory. It's brought to you today, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Maine Star Trust here on Locker Room Chat.